Broadcasting.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I will call the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue to order, and we will start out by taking the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Present on audio.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. Okay, we have two items on a work session on Senate Bill 20.
Broadcasting with the blue light.
Thank you. We will reconvene the Finance and Revenue Committee. How are we looking, Corinne?
Well, I guess since we lost Corinne, we're not looking good at all.
I guess not. Maybe she was away from her computer. Chris, do you have any clue on?
Okay. All is well. Should be
all as well.
Just came out.
Okay, great.
Madam Chair. Are you Senator ready, Madam Chair? We're in work session.
Yes.
Yes, Madam Chair. I move the A1 amendment dated 4/12/21 into Senate Bill 25.
Vice Chair Boquist has moved the -1 amendment to Senate Bill 25. Is there any discussion? Okay. Doug, please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Senator Boquist.
Thank you, ma'am. I move SB 25 as amended by the A1 to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and I will speak to my motion.
Okay. Senator Boquist has moved the -1 amendment, moved Senate Bill 25 as amended with the -1 amendment to the Senate floor with a do pass recommendation. Discussion, Senator Boquist.
Thank you, ma'am. For the record, it is noted that Joint Committee on Ways and Means has rescinded the referral request to them, so that was not required in the motion. And I want to take the opportunity to thank the LRO staff for ensuring that the revenue impact statement and the fiscal impact statement are posted online for the public. For some reason, I'm in other committees and they're not doing that. So kudos to them, and we can vote.
Wonderful. Other discussion? Seeing none, Doug, please take the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Let's see. I think I will carry this one on the Senate floor. Okay, our next item is a public hearing on Senate Bill 806. So I open a public hearing on Senate Bill 806. And Mazza, it looks like you're on again.
Yes, I am. And we close the work session on the first one. And the Senate Bill 806, Madam Chair, just to remind you of the bill and tell you how it's different now. Senate Bill 806, when you heard it first, it was slightly in a different format. It was the bill that dealt with the change of the definition on malt beverage and so on. Now, that comes, you have two amendments, the -4 and the -5, and they both, in a way, come from the OLCC, and they do replace the whole bill. So all the definition issues that we've discussed previously in the bill are not are not in play anymore. You don't have any of that. That was taken care of in House Bill 2264. So what you have now is practically a couple of amendments. The dash 5 also kind of includes what's in the dash 4, and adds some technical and language changes to make it more of a style and form kind of thing. But the dash 4 talks about the changes in the definition of cider to include fortified cider and other type of licenses allowed by the OLCC and so on. But in order not to go too much, the OLCC is present here to address all these changes that they require in the bill. And they want to explain to all of you why they need those changes in the bill.
Thank you. We have, I think we'll take OLCC first and ask them to stand by for other testimony. So Dan Croy.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Dan Croy. I am with the OLCC policy analyst. So generally, these are just kind of technical fixes or kind of housekeeping fixes that are needed. If you'd like, I could go through the four concepts that are covered in the dash 5, or I can just answer questions.
No, go ahead and just briefly describe what the four concepts are, if you could.
Thank you. So the first concept of this dash 5 amendment would allow cider to be fortified, meaning adding distilled liquor to it, to produce or make wine or cider in Oregon, you need a winery license. Currently, the statutes already allow wine to be fortified, meaning adding distilled liquor to it, provided the alcohol by volume, the ABV, does not go over 21%. But the statutes are unclear about whether or not a winery who is also making cider can make fortified cider. And so this proposal would just make it clear that a winery could make fortified cider, providing the ABV did not go over 8.5%. So it'd still be the same ABV. The second concept is aligning the direct-to-consumer shipment of malt beverages and cider with the recently passed SB 406. So SB 406 passed, it increased the amount of wine that could be direct shipped to consumer from no more than 2 cases a month to no more than 5 cases per month. And this proposal just makes malt beverages, wine, and cider all the same. The third concept is allows Oregon counties to hold liquor license. Currently, Oregon cities can hold a liquor license, and we do have counties asking to be able to hold a liquor license, and so this statute would just make it clearer that they can hold a liquor license. And then the fourth concept would be to allow the OLCC, under specified conditions, to defer or waive the annual license fee for a liquor license. I think everybody knows this past year brought some economic challenges, economic disasters, at least to the alcohol industry because of COVID-19 and the wildfires. This proposal would allow the OLCC, provided the governor declares a state of emergency as listed in the bill, to defer or waive annual license fees for a liquor license.
Okay, that was a very good brief description. Thank you. Do we have questions from the committee? Okay, I see no questions, so we'll move. And if you would stand by, Mr. Croy, if we have questions after our next witness, which is Jonathan Matten.
Good afternoon, Senator Burdick and members of the committee. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Jonathan Matten with the Oregon Brewers Guild. We are Oregon's craft beer brewing industry, brewers, tasting rooms, and brew pubs all across Oregon, and we brew the best beer in the world. I had appeared before this committee asking for consideration of Mr. Croy's second concept, and so I just wanted to come back today and say thank you to OLCC for working with us on that. Thank you to Senator Hansel for bringing forward the amendment. The dash five has that language in there that we fully support. And so I just wanted to say thanks to all who have made that happen, and hope you all are having a great day.
Thank you. And I presume your other concerns were addressed in the previous bill.
Madam Chair, thank you very much for that question. Yes, indeed, they were.
Okay. All right. Are there questions from the committee? Okay, I see no questions. And just to clarify, Mr. Corey, what you're asking for is the dash five amendment, because that contains the information in the dash four. Is that correct?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. So that concludes our witness list, and that concludes our business. Chris, do we have anything else to discuss?
No, Madam Chair, that was your agenda for the day.
Okay, and just a reminder, on Wednesday, instead of our regular meeting, we will be having our very first tax credit meeting in the House time slot, 3:15. So we will, and we will not be guests, we'll be full participants at that meeting. So with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Madam Chair.